have another murder mystery for you that is going on right now in New York City. And I may have a solution. That's the difference. Last time I was like, I think they thought it was this guy. They arrested somebody. They don't know if it's him. This one may have a solution, which is why it's exciting. So I've been following this for the past month or so, like since the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
It started out, this 42-year-old woman named Nicole Flanagan. She went missing on August 6th. Police track her movements. They usually, what happens is once someone goes missing, they have to put a timeline together of the missing person's last 24 hours. They have to see, like, did somebody harm her? Who saw her last? Did she go missing on her own, on purpose? You know, They have to answer all of these questions. So they find surveillance video of her entering a building down on Wall Street. Okay. The way they found that was by tracking her cell phone to see where it pinged. And then they triangulate that to figure where the last place she likely was. So they get this hit of this building, 95 Wall Street, and they go and they find video of her inside the elevator of this building. Yeah. With this 25-year-old gang member. They know he's a gang member because they, you know, he's known to the police. He's familiar.
Okay.
They see the elevator goes to the 22nd floor of the building. So she goes missing on the 6th. This is all taking place a little later in the month. Mm-hmm. They raid the apartment on August 9th. They finally get a warrant. They raid the apartment, but nobody's there. So they start to canvass the neighbors, and they learn that the two guys had been living there, but their names were not on the lease. So they don't know who the guys are. Somebody else's name is on the lease. And they find out that during the pandemic, the person whose lease it was, you know, wasn't living there, was sick, who knows what happened. And these two people came in, and They're living there. So they go back to the surveillance video, and they find that the guys on August 11th are wheeling a large industrial barrel out of the back of the building and into a U-Haul truck. Okay, so she goes missing on the 6th. They see her, and they don't see this video until until the 11th. So that means she was in this apartment from the 6th till the 11th. So is she there against her will? Is she hanging out partying with these guys?
She tied up in a bed.
No one knows. No one knows. Right. Like, did she go there and they held her captive for all that time and then finally killed her and shoved her in a barrel? You know, were they all just doing drugs together and she OD'd? Was it just like a lost weekend that turned into like a lost 5-day? Who knows? We don't know yet.
Right.
So they see these guys wheeling this large industrial barrel out the back of the building into the U-Haul. Well, U-Haul trucks have GPS. So they find the path the truck took, and they see that it stops in Ridgefield Park.
It's like got a black box in it.
Yeah, pretty much does. Yeah, They see that the truck stops in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, about 15 miles away from Wall Street. A neighbor calls the police and says, there's a suspicious large plastic container out on the street in the neighborhood, like it's there for trash day, but it's not a... It's not an approved trash can.
And it's Tuesday and trash is until Thursday.
Yeah. So the police go and they see it's the same barrel that was put in the U-Haul by these two guys. So they dust the barrel for fingerprints and they get a hit because one of the guys was an ex-con.
Did they open the barrel?
I have the footage. I sent it to you.
Last Friday, high above Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, Bergen County investigators dusting this barrel where a woman's body was found inside.
So there's five guys standing around the barrel.
Identified that woman as 42-year-old Nicole Flanagan, who
the missing woman
in the Woodlawn section of the Bronx and was last seen working, according to sources, as a high-end escort on Wall Street.
Yeah, so they find this barrel. They're standing around the barrel. They're dusting for fingerprints. They open it. And her body is inside, and she's in there naked. Yeah. But here's what's very interesting is that according to police, she was found in there, but there was no gunshot. There was no knife stabs. There were no visible wounds to her. She didn't seem like she was strangled.
Mm-hmm.
They did a toxicology, but that's going to take a few days, maybe even like a week. until we get the toxicology back. So the question is, did these guys have sex with her for all those days and then kill her? Did they just hang out with her, have sex with her because she's an escort and she OD'd? You know what I mean? Like, was it like a lost weekend where they all were just sitting around doing drugs and she OD'd and they didn't know what to do with the body and they didn't want to be caught with her? Because, like I said, one guy was an ex-con, so he is on parole and he doesn't want his parole messed up by having a dead prostitute in his bed. So we don't know exactly what the circumstances are, but because there were fingerprints, they found the guy and they arrested him today.
And is he talking?
If you saw the mugshot, it looks like he is strung out. So my guess is they're going to give him a minute to detoxify.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I'm sure they're getting some information out of him right now because there were two guys. So they only got the one guy whose fingerprints were on the barrel. And then the other guy they have on video surveillance helping the guy. They were rolling the barrel together into the U-Haul truck.
Wonder where they got the barrel. Did they have it in the apartment the whole time?
I doubt it. But see, that's the thing. They're going to have to then go find, because they were in New York City. You can't find a barrel that big in New York City. You got to go somewhere else to get that.
I know. Where do you go? Craigslist? How do you? I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Amazon?
To buy a big barrel.
Yeah, right. So that's part of the mystery as well. We don't know if they killed her, if she OD. We don't know exactly how she died yet. There's no cause of death. We just know that her body was found naked in that barrel, and these two men were seen wheeling that barrel into a U-Haul truck.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so they got the guy. So
they got one guy, and I'm sure he's going to give up the second guy. Yeah, so that way he doesn't go to prison for the rest of his life, but he probably will because she's dead. But here's what's really interesting. If that all wasn't really interesting, here's the twist in the story. So this woman, Nicole Flanagan, they start to do a little investigation into her and who she is. And they find that she is originally from Greenwich, Connecticut, which is one of the wealthiest towns, not just on the East Coast, probably in the entire country.
Right.
Like, I mean, the houses there are worth hundreds, some of them hundreds of millions of dollars, if not tens of millions of dollars. She grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut, one of the wealthiest towns. And the Greenwich Times does a profile on her. And they go and they find the family who are still living in Greenwich. So the brother, she has a brother and a sister. And the brother said, you know, our entire lives growing up, we were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
They had a huge falling out a few years ago. She stopped talking to the family. She stopped taking their money. She has three children. She's living in a tiny apartment in the Bronx with her three kids, trying to make ends meet. And she refuses to talk to this really, really wealthy family who could basically write her a check. Like, she can call them and say, listen, I'm about to start prostituting myself. Like, write me a check. But she refuses to. So she's living in the Bronx and working as a high-end escort to take care of her children rather than go to her super wealthy family in Greenwich and ask them for a handout.
Here's a song for her.
What song is this?
Roll Out the Barrel.
Oh, don't, Al, Anthony, no. No. That's in poor taste. No, that is, please stop playing that. That is in real poor taste. The woman's dead.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Yeah, this was a murder mystery. But, you know, people always want to know about the killers. I want to tell you a little something about the victim, who has a very fascinating life. And I'm sad for her children that this happened to her. I'm sad for her, but I'm really sad for her three children. Apparently, they interviewed a bunch of her neighbors who said she was a great mom.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she had a pimp, if the pimp is pissed.
I don't think when you're a high-end escort, you have a pimp. I think there's a service, which is different.
But they still have, like, bodyguards and stuff.
Apparently not. She went by herself. Yeah.
Yeah, because usually you just can't go to an apartment on Wall Street with two guys if you're a hooker and not have a big 7-foot guy with you.
Yeah, apparently she didn't have any of that. You know, they just called the escort service. She showed up. And the next thing you know, she's dead, naked in a barrel.
That's brilliant with the U-Haul thing. I had no idea that you could track a U-Haul that long.
Yeah.
And you can go back and say, we need the black box of the U-Haul to find out where it went because it dropped off a barrel.
Yeah. And it just shows how stupid criminals are. Fingerprints everywhere, surveillance video everywhere. You know, your fingerprints are on file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So criminals are dumb.
Yeah. What you should do is, if you're going to kill a prostitute.
You have advice for killing a prostitute?
Yes. If you're going to kill a prostitute, first call Cooper and say, okay, I have a dead prostitute and a barrel. What do I need to do? And you will roll it. You will figure it out exactly what I need to do.
Yeah, you got to buy some lye, some acid, and just dissolve the body.
You would say gloves, and then I got to wear a thing over my hair.
Yeah.
Probably have to shave the beard, shave all that off.
Right.
So you would know all this because you study this stuff.
Yeah. It's hard though, because there's so many things have DNA now. Now they have touch DNA. Mm-hmm. So if you have a glove and they find the glove, your fingerprint is inside the glove. So it's really hard to get away with murder these days. It just is. No one's smart enough. There's too much good technology. And then there's technology people don't even realize, you know? So
I'd have to burn the glove.
Right. Yes, you would have to burn the glove.
And my clothes.
But here's the thing. You have to be like a seasoned murderer, not just a seasoned criminal. Like, okay, I get it. You rob banks. I get it. You carry a gun and you've had some beef with some other gang members, these guys in particular. Okay. That's not serial killer murder mentality. That is a small percentage of people. So when you're in that moment, you fuck up. You forget stuff. You don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? And the emotion of it all takes over, that you always end up screwing up. Unless you are a seasoned sociopath serial killer, which 99.9% of people are not. You're going to get caught.
That's why Dexter was so good. Because he worked at the police department and he knew what to do.
Yeah, he was the blood spatter guy.
Right. So he knew how to clean the body up.